The Abominable Snow Beast. The Smurfs are building a dam across the River Smurf. Suddenly, an accident happens. A huge log falls down on Papa Smurf's foot.
"Oh, it hurts," he moans. "And my foot is already swelling. Hurry up. Smurf me some snowflower pollen," he tells the Smurfs.
This extraordinary remedy can cure any injury, but unfortunately, it is very rare. Brainy hurries towards Papa Smurf with a pot full of pollen, but then Clumsy trips and bumps into Brainy. He drops the pot, and the precious pollen falls into the river.
"Don't worry, Papa Smurf. We're going to smurf more pollen,"
Brainy says reassuringly.
"Is that so? Did you know there was only one snowflower, which grows up there?"
Papa Smurf asks, pointing at the top of Ice Mountain. Brainy's confidence falters a little, but he has to keep his promise. Soon, he gathers a group of volunteers, and they set out on a mission to find the rare flower. The brave Smurfs begin to climb the steep mountain. They are moving slowly towards the top, which is ceaselessly whipped by an icy wind. Focused on their mission, they don't notice that a strange giant creature is watching them from a distance.
"On top of that, there are holes in the ground,"
Brainy Smurf says grouchily. He has just fallen face down into the snow. But the holes turn out to be enormous footprints. The Smurfs finally reach the top of the mountain. There they spot the red snowflower growing out of a snowy peak.
"It's so beautiful,"
Smurfette exclaims. Now they just need to collect the pollen without damaging the flower. The Smurfs lift Smurfette up so that she can reach the plant. But as she grabs the flower's stem, the snow under her feet gives way. Smurfette topples over, bringing her companions with her. They tumble down and land at the foot of the peak, but Smurfette continues to fall. Suspended in the void, she cries out with fear.